Now, an Auckland scientist agrees that indeed the Sound Splash Music Festival could become a COVID super spreader event. Aerosol chemist Dr. Joel Rindelaub is with us now. Kia ora.
Oh, Raina.
So how do you assess the risk of something like the festival here?
Well, anytime you have Omicron hanging out with, you know, thousands of people, bad things can happen. Now, we do know that transmission risk is decreased outdoors, but if there's a lot of close contact, it might not matter.
And something like a festival, I guess, would tick that box for you.
Oh, absolutely. If there are, you know, people waiting in the queue in the sharing bathrooms or, you know, watching some music in a tightly packed area, there's definitely a risk for transmission.
So something like the vaccine passes that were required here, there were some reports I heard of people, you know, climbing fences to get in. And of course, they may or may not have had vaccine passes, never mind tickets. How much difference would that have made in this circumstance?
Well, we know with Omicron that it is much better at evading some of your previous immunity. So unfortunately, in this case, vaccines aren't necessarily going to do a whole lot in preventing this transmission, but it will do, thankfully, a really good job in helping prevent hospitalization.
Okay, so as you're mentioning, the fact that it's outdoor may give it a bit of leeway, I suppose, in terms of not becoming a big super spreader event. What is that difference? Is there a way of measuring the significance of being outdoors but squashed together versus being indoors?
Well, from the preliminary data that we have overseas, we know that indoors to outdoors, you're about 20 times less likely to transmit outdoors than indoors. But again, with people, you know, crammed together, maybe sharing tents or, you know, getting crazy in that mosh pit, that's a lot of, you know, contact within 2 meters. So it is a possibility that there could be some increased risk of transmission.
How long do the particles of Omicron hang in the air?
Well, that is going to be highly variable, especially outdoors. If you do have, you know, a little bit of room to breathe, it should be carried away. That's why indoors, you know, some of these virus particles can actually build up because there isn't ventilation. So it's going to be highly variable, but in a tight, cramped place, you know, that transmission can happen quickly. And we know that with COVID-19, it doesn't necessarily need a lot of exposure. It could be on the order of, you know, seconds of exposure before you become infected.
Clearly, this is not the kind of event that people were wearing masks at. On the subject of masks, though, there's been a lot of talk about what kind is best, whether you get a P2 or an N95 that's properly fitted or not properly fitted, or a surgical mask. What's your take on it?
Well, the N95 or the P2 standard, which is the Australian New Zealand certification, those are going to be your best bet. Surgical masks would be a little bit under that, and then the worst would be like our single-layer cloth variety.
Thank you very much for your time today. That's aerosol chemist from Auckland University, Dr. Joel Rindelaub.